Yes, yes, yes. We are not getting roped. And this is actually a real fucking Rag FM. Not like the shit show we put on an hour earlier, or fucking 4 hours, 5 hours earlier. It is, guys, Tuesday,
the 7th of May.
And I'm going to steal Secret Fucking Squirrel's beginning.
What the fuck did he just say? Did he just say what I think he just... Did he just fucking say what I think? Bro, you ain't stealing nothing with that busted-ass fucking audio. Like, pick a fucking channel, huh? Jesus H. Titty fucking tap dancing Christ. All right, you know, I'm sorry. I promised myself that whenever Robo wanted to pretend to be a diva, that I would just sit back and let him do what he likes, because, you know what, at the end of the day, who really cares? But keep my motherfucking name out your little bitch mouth, pleb cunt. All right, I'm sorry. Let's get back to whatever he was trying to introduce here. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's very sorry. And have a good Rag FM.
Because, you know, to be honest, I feel threatened, right? I see terrorist spaces, I say, I'm not going to lie. You know, I owned this space at one time, and then Secret Fucking Squirrel came along and just made every single, like, intro Robo ever did just seem so irrelevant.
Okay, I mean, he's got a point there. He's definitely got a pretty sharp, girthy point right there.
And at that point, I mean, I'm fighting back. You know what I mean, kids? I'm giving it some, like, pushback, we might want to say. However, you know, I like Secret Squirrel. Like, has anyone ever been there?
I haven't been in that corporate world where, like, someone's taken over your job, but they're better at it than you are.
I mean, 98% of it is just pushing that cord in. The other, like, millimeter it has left to go, so that your audio knows which fucking channel to pick, bro. You're killing me, Smalls.
Like, I am faced, personally, with this, like, well, Secret Fucking Squirrel made you, like, slightly redundant, you plebtard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say redundant. I mean, retarded, that's probably right, but no, I'm not here to waste my time bullshitting with you. I love you guys, but I'm not going to waste my time bullshitting with you for 1 to 2 to 3 or 4 hours. I'm the narrator. I'm the introducer for an introductory time only. Not for the whole show. Just for the introductory time. That's where you shine. You know? You are the sparkling diamond in the rough of all of this bullshit. That's your talent. I'm just here to introduce you. So, I mean, if everybody just stays in their lane and you can get these foolios to peel us off a little bit of that sweet, sweet funding money, I mean, we'd be all right. We'd be good to go.
Finn, we haven't got our guests here. I'm guessing in Mountain Time, they're in the mountains. I'm guessing the mountains, like, Wi-Fi signal doesn't work on the hour.
Yeah, they're probably climbing up a tree right now to get to the highest point so that they can set up their line of sight cantenna. I hear these guys are like OG nerds, so they probably still use, like, Pringles cans and a lot of tinfoil, I would imagine. As someone who dwells in that area, it's you do what you can to get the signal.
To be honest, I've lost count of the amount of times, like, I'm speaking around Bedo, and he's like, "Oh, bro, like, 2 minutes, I'll heat you back up in 3 days." I mean, it's not his fault. It's just like, fuck. Is it the topography of the mountain system that just, like, blocks, like, normal, like, radio fucking waves that, like, everyone else in the world can get? What? How does that work?
I think it's between that and it's the distance from the equator and the rotation of the Earth. So what seems like relative to you a day to them is only like an hour, you know. So you got to do the math, figure out, you know, carry the one, and then you'll have your correct time. Also, Web3 is full of fucking drug addicts and stoners and people who just relatively don't tell time very well. So there's also that to consider.
Dude, time is quite an interesting concept, actually. And it bugs the shit out of me. You know why? I never, ever, ever struggled with anything in life. I've struggled with maths, right? Really badly, like dyslexia of math. But like, telling the time. I couldn't do an analog what I, Bruce, you can fuck off, give me emojis down, you cunt. Dude, listen, this is a true story. Robbo loves watches as much as any man on earth. Dude, I could not, you know, a normal watch with like the fucking hands and that. I could not do this shit until I was like fucking, I mean, I was 10, 11, and I could only read digital. I just couldn't.
I have the same issue. But with military time, I can do the hands okay now. Big hand, little hand, you know, that's all good. But man, you give me military time, I'm like on Google, like what is 2100 in my time? And it tells me. I think Thundercles said it best on an episode of the Brack Show. When asked about time, he said, time is an abstract concept created by carbon-based life forms to monitor their ongoing decay. I don't think you can sum up time any better than that.
Isn't that the whole like thesis a little bit around like what Einstein kind of got at? Like with the, not the theory of relativity, but the one after came after that in his main paper, like before, just before he died, actually, like Einstein was kind of like at the tipping point of some very, very clever stuff. Like, oh,
but he was, I don't want to speak for the man, but he was definitely getting frustrated. The whole spooky action at a distance didn't sit well with him. God rolling dice did not sit well with him.
Do you actually know anything about Einstein's riddle or not? Have you ever heard it? I mean, we've got Dark Side here, but we'll bring them in a minute. Because they're late and, you know, we're having a convo. Finn, have you ever heard of Einstein's a riddle before or not?
No, I've heard a lot of riddles. Can't say that I've specifically heard one of his.
I'm not going to go on about it. What I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to email you some documents to do an activity with your kid, like a teaching activity, right? Einstein's riddle. And you tell me, talk about cognitive ability and critical thinking. There's a thing where it's like 63 or 67, I can't remember. It's a long time since I've studied this, by the way. 63 or 67% of adults can't solve Einstein's riddle. You put a group of like 8-year-old kids together and they'll solve the riddle like 99% of the time. Once you understand, like, so the whole thing about this very quickly is that it's a matter of deduction. When you solve Einstein's riddle, you're not looking for the answer, or you're not looking to fill a slot. It's all about being able to, and it's this grid thing. It's like five. Look, there's lots of different versions. It's like
riddle, right? Five not houses, really, the Englishman lives in the red house, yeah. The Spaniard owns the dog, and then who owns the fucking zebra? Yeah, I don't know. I ain't got time for that shit.
Finn knows. But it's about working
out. Finn knows how to use Wikipedia and Google.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, when you do give this to kids and they don't know about it, right, and you try to teach them, like, the powers of deduction, the Sherlock Holmes method, right, like, it's the same in tests, you know? You got four answers, A, B, C, and D. Like, me as a professional educator, we do not teach kids to find the right answer. Right? That is, like, the worst thing you can do as a teacher. What we do, the real hardcore like experts like me who can like sit in conferences and talk about this for 2 days. We teach kids to realize that, like, okay, so for percentages, guess this. Think about this, people. You got four answers. You can discount one answer. What are the stats if you're getting that right? Because I know most of you, unless you're educated, have got this wrong. the very fact that one is wrong, by the very fact you eliminate one wrong answer, it's 50%. People always say, like, oh, it's a 75%. Like, no, it's not, bro. Right? If you've got four choices, right, and one of them is deterministically wrong, then surely once you take one wrong answer away, you've halved your chances of success.
Let's go ahead and bring the guest on. Get this show going. I got to go bowling. So I'll be in and bowling. Out.
So Finn's bowling in 49 minutes. He hasn't got long. He's probably got like 10, if that. Is that Scott on the official account? Hello, matey. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I apologize for being late. I was waiting for a pop-up on my screen or something. I don't do Twitter. Bell actually told me, no, go here and you'll see them. They're live right now. So I apologize for being late. I'm prompt. So sorry.
Dude, if anything, you're like in the Rock FM like real world, you're absolutely on fucking time, on point. Like
he wasn't terribly late.
You gave us a minute to like talk shit, and then we're like, okay, here we go. Serious stuff.
Well, he's obviously heard the show before, and he's like, clearly I'm not gonna be the idiot that's stuck there held hostage listening to this dumb banter. Like, I'll roll in late, we'll get the show going, and that's that. I like this guy already.
I'd rather listen to dumb banter than 90% of the spaces out here that are people shilling just absolute bullshit tokens. This is at least more engaging.
I like Scott because he kind of like doesn't give a fuck. Like, he's obviously got no paymasters, and that is like, that is what we are about. That is like who we are and what we support and absolutely what we flag. Like, an air dude.
Yeah, we can't find sponsors either, so we feel your pain.
shout out if he's listening. Shout out Ambedo. Ambedo put us all, I think, all the Rack FM crew, on your podcast probably about over a year ago. And like, yeah, dude, I'm quite like, it seems like you understand that, like, you know, there are, you know, company men and blah blah blah, and then there are scallywags like us. But you seem to have this like niche in the beginning, in the middle, sorry, where you don't upset anyone, but you're not part of the establishment. And I think that resonates, mind, with people like us, you know?
We're niche. We've always been niche. Look, if you guys have been watching, you know my gig, man. Look, I'm an old radio guy from way back in the day. And, it's easy enough if you want to get up here and just, you know, if you just want to get up here and chill and just speak positively about crap, all you need is a decent setup and a decent voice, and you're going to do well out here. But I find it to be more fulfilling to be successful in crypto and then just bash the shit out of everything else. It's just more fun that way.
Hear me out, Scott. This is why, listen, Finn should not be here tonight. Yeah, his mum's visiting. First time he's seen her in God knows how long, since last summer, and he's taking a bowling. But he's like, he came here because, like, I just feel like this. I do see the synergy in attitude with you and Finn and Web2, like, sort of infrastructure and blah, blah, blah. So very quickly, Scott, you mentioned about you'd spent years in data centers before. Now, Finn's been talking about, like, how he missed this, like, Web fucking 2 squatter shit, how he's not missing shit in, like, Web 3. Isn't that right, Finn? You've been talking about this shit for how long?
I got all your domains. You just find a project, put the word space after it. Boom. Instant 10x. It's easier than flipping shit coins.
So I'm guessing Scott, like, fucking had, like, enormous lessons from the Web 2 world that maybe has helped him be successful, which he is, in the Web3 era. Do you understand what we mean, Scott? Like you must have, like, I mean, you talked about the data centers. Can you give us, like, any more gen about, like, your history, how you fucking made it, you cunt?
You cunt. But look, dude, I started with humble origins. I went in the Navy when I was 17, advanced electronics. Learned how to fix shit. Once you learn how to fix shit, it's not that hard to a tradesman. So it's not that hard to come out here and get a job. But for some reason, I decided higher education might have been my path. So I let the Navy pay for it. I went to college when I was on active duty, got my master's degree in English. And yeah, you're not going to make any money with that. I am perfectly capable of teaching sixth grade English. That's about what you get from that. But there's simply no money in there.
You got a master's in English, have you? Because you're my hero right now. Oh, bro.
Why? Should we? You want me to switch to Latin? That's about all.
As soon as he said that.
I'll let you really get out of this one.
You know what?
As soon as he said that, he just started gushing. You can hear him gushing. Listen.
He's got, look, we could talk about the difference between forensic linguistics and acoustic linguistics. I mean, listen, when you, oh, dude, I'm self-taught pretty much, but I'm like reading like doctorate level at the minute. So like, yeah, like Finn says, dude, don't trigger me. Like, Scott, please, and like, stop any professor shit or you'll trigger the fuck out of Robbo.
Okay. Yeah, I come from humble origins. I got my GED. And then I went in the Navy, and that's as far as my education went. But no, I mean, once you learn to fix stuff, you know, the world's an imperfect place. Things are always going to break, and you're going to have to pay people out the ass to repair them. And I learned that lesson really, really early. So after that, I rolled out, started my career. I guess you could say my trade career. With a few different companies, some large ones, and you've probably heard of them, even if you haven't heard of them, Eaton and Eaton Vertiv, et cetera. But started rolling into data centers, that because they're literally weren't any. Everything back in the day was they were maintained by the individual companies that needed them. You know, the cloud didn't exist. There was none of this. All right. It didn't exist. I carried a pager. And if for anybody who remembers carrying a pager ever in the trades, you probably had a pager and a BlackBerry. But it's just kind of fun watching how technology evolves through there. Now, data centers, when the cloud environment really started to spin up, data centers were, these were brand new, man. These were untried. We didn't know. Nobody knew. And the early ones are kind of train wrecks now. I mean, they're basically plowed over. But people got better at it. The demand increased. So you're going to start pouring more and more money into these things. And I've been building these for 20 years. I mean, I'm retired now. Crypto's been good to me. But I was building these things up there for 20 years. And we still have 20 years on the books. I mean, 20 years from now, we're still going to be standing these buildings up. It is literally, we have no place to store data. And hardware is simply unavailable right now, particularly from a cost standpoint. You know, you're talking about server racks that are going for $700,000 to $1 million. These things, not everybody can have one of these, but everybody needs one of these. So when I look at it from an investment standpoint, I'm going to go where the demand is. I mean, that's it. These are slam dunks. And you're talking about an industry that did $320 billion in revenue last year and is slated to do $340 to $360 billion this year. And this is during a recession as countries' currencies are collapsing all over the place. These things are still just grinding it out. They are still profitable. So why would I not want to invest in something like that? And that's why I got into DPIN in crypto. And I got into it early. I mean, early. I was buying a cash for pennies. I was buying Jackal for pennies. It's right there. And it seems like the trick to being a successful investor is seeing things that other people don't see. I know the industry. I grew up in the industry. I am completely inundated in the industry.
Do you know, Scott, I did as well. I mean, on a little bit of a different level in regards to like more. I mean, I was working at like, you know, T-Mobile and what, I mean, one-to-one before it was like T-Mobile, et cetera, et cetera.
Hold on. Like, did you just compare what he did?
No.
Standing up these CEOs.
He mentioned BlackBerry.
Working at a mall cell phone store?
He mentioned BlackBerry, right? And if anyone can remember about data transfer, like back in the day, like I remember working with like Katanga Mining and networks to be at like compressed data through like PDAs and like people have like, if you weren't in the early 2000s, like involved in this shit, you've got no idea how fucking bad shit was. Like, I mean,
oh my God, Nextels. You remember those shitty Nextel phones that would also operate as a walkie-talkie? I mean, Nextels. I forgot all about those until you said that, man. That's awesome.
Dude, we had a wank over HD. What's it called again? HDS. What was it like? The 3.5G after like HD. GSM. Then we had fucking air. Like literally, I'm not shitting you. It was a fucking, all of it was a joke back in the day. What we have now compared to like what we dealt with like back in the day. And I'd like, all right, other people like did data centers and shit, bro. Like just even just basic like data, like communication was so rudimentary, Scott. It's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, like I said, you're talking to a pager guy. I mean, that's what we had when that fucking thing goes off. And I still to this day remember the number I have to call. I remember my login. I remember my password. And that was 30 damn years ago. But I still remember because you were calling this thing 15, 20, 30 times a day. Obviously, I wish I would have been a little bit more savvy on the whole mobile thing back in the day. But come on, man, I was a kid. What did I know? I managed to get killed nicely in the dot-com bust, but these are lessons. You learn them along the way and you start to be able to spot things before they go.
God, now, the biggest mistake I ever made in my life? Granted, Finna's going to love this. I left England and one of the best jobs ever where I would have made like, you've got no idea, ridiculous money. I left literally England right before the iPhone launched. Like, imagine being balls deep in mobile communication, like pioneering, like really like high level, right? The biggest communications company in Europe. And then, bro, you leave and go and travel the world and live in a van in the desert, like right after the greatest invention in mankind. Like, I had friends that like, it is like messaging me, like moving into fucking mansions. And like, I'm like, oh shit. But we do what we do, right, Scott? We live and we learn.
It's lessons that you learn along the way, man. I mean, look, Steve Jobs, that's what's funny, man. That's what irritates me about crypto so much and the way that we continue to present it and the way that we continue to try to get people to onboard and all this other shit. Steve Jobs said it, you know, wonderfully. You know, you start from the consumer and you work backwards to the tech. Now, we don't do that in crypto. We've never done that in crypto. We don't give a fuck about the consumer in crypto. Aside from bring us money, pump our bags. That's how much people care about the consumer out here. And you see it every day. Look, man, you guys have been here, Finn. You guys have been here for a while. How many actual crypto apps do you have on your phone that aren't wallets or DEXs? Because I'm going to say you have maybe one, maybe two. How many cryptos exist? How many blockchains exist? How many L1s exist? I mean, thousands. And, you know, you have the opportunity. You just mentioned smartphones. And we have an entire space out here that completely ignores mobile, that just doesn't give a shit about mobile. Because they want to stand on their own principles and point out every single day that they built this for themselves. They didn't build it for you. They just want you to keep fucking funding it. That's what they do constantly. How many of these things solve a fucking problem? None. None. Virtually none of them. 99% of all this stuff.
Even the ones that solve a problem struggle. Like even the because, ones that...
I mean, if that problem because, is this... this dev is not creative and broke, then I think we've solved many problems.
Yeah, we've solved their hunger issue. That's about what we've done. But you know, it's because they haven't really come up. There's so many of the devs out here, they're just young, man. All right. They don't have 25 years of experience behind them. They haven't seen technologies come and go. They haven't seen them evolve. So they get locked into their position. This is it. This is the way we're doing it. I'm not looking any other way. And we don't care about the price. They always say that. That's one of the most common things I see out here everywhere. You just can't worry about the price. Sir, pardon me for disagreeing, but as an investor in your product, I am deeply, deeply conscious of the price of this because this is my money. I understand. It's just, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's all about the journey. But for the people who are out here buying this shit to fund your dream, yeah, they care about the price a little bit. I think that's one of the most insulting things that they ever put out there is you just can't look at the price. No, I disagree. You have to look at the price. You need to be aware of this.
Everything's a fucking journey these days with these people. And if the price didn't matter, it'd be a $1.99 app on the App Store and that'd be it, you know. But apparently the price does matter a little bit because you guys keep saying it. Like, come on.
It doesn't matter to validators. It doesn't matter to people who are getting paychecks from this. It doesn't matter to the people who have billions of them that they printed out of thin air and they're dumping them on your ass every day. Yeah, they don't care. The price doesn't matter to them. That just means they have to dump a little bit more tomorrow to get the same
return.
For
the culture, bro. But guess what? We'll just turn this little money printing machine back on and look, we have more supply. It's magic. It's amazing times.
You bet, man. But you know what? It's people like me that simply just don't understand it. I look at it different, man. I see, look, is this something that can be monetized? Is this something that people will pay to use? Is this something that's going to have legacy world applications? Is this a business, meaning that they're consciously aware of their income versus their expenditures? If they can hit those wickets, babe, I'll take the ride with you. Not a problem. When I stop liking the numbers, we're going to have a different discussion. But as long as you are at least aware of it, that you have the very basic level of business acumen necessary to actually build a thriving business. If you have any of that, I will take the ride for you with you. I'm there, man. All right. I like to invest early. I like to get in early. Money is not a big deal to me. And I'm not trying to be cavalier about that. I'm just saying that I bought Injective at a dollar. I was in Jackal at 2 cents. I was in Fetch at six. So what I'm saying is I have plenty of capital to invest in the right projects, but you have to show me the right projects and I'm just not seeing them, man. It's nothing personal. I'm just not seeing it. If you show it to me, man, I'm there. But, you know, until then, I'm not going to fund your dream.
Well, isn't,
if I don't.
I was just going to say, isn't that the whole idea of making it emotional and making it about community versus about anything else once you get that emotional attachment to it? It's a lot harder for people to jeep bags, you know? This is for the love, you guys. Hold for the love.
Because it's successful, dude. That's the whole thing. Because it's successful. You want to build your community. The lower that token goes, the more people are going to dig in their heels because it's human nature to say, I was not wrong.
They
just can't admit it. I wasn't wrong. The market just didn't get it right. Well, fuck, that's 90% of Cosmos.
I wasn't wrong. The market didn't get it right.
I was just early. I'll catch it on the next cycle, fam. No worries. Those validators will still be here. The chain will still be here, right?
You bet it will, man, because that thing is a 24/7, 365 money machine. It just makes it, it just creates it, man. It's just like endless fucking ATMs. I get into more arguments out here with jerk-offs. I don't mean to, man.
On Rack FM. Hey, listen. Jerk-offs, we fucking crack their cunts off. I mean, I have to say, listen, we're listening.
Jerk-offs are our bread and butter, you could say.
Exactly. Scott, we're listening and like we're trying to contact the International Space Station to reclaim our ribcage, which apparently is in orbit right now because we're laughing that fucking much. I mean, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Did Atom 2.0 kill Adam? Let's go. Are you ready? Go on. Fucking yay. Dude, no one's judging you on Rack FM.
Adam, I'm not knocking IBC, man. All right. Absolutely not.
No, we're not. I think we're talking about the ICF. I think we're talking about J. I think we're talking about all in bits, the fork, the locking down of the GitHub. I mean, I want to get
five tracks on the EPs is what we're talking about.
I want to get your most controversial fucking takes today, bro. Like, let's go. Like, no one is, trust me. like, we're not going to dent your reputation because, like, no one regards us as, like, even having any clout. So, like, go for it.
Sure. Adam is a jobs program. I'm sorry, man. Look, it absolutely is. Of every major token that has performed or done shit in the last 2 years, Adam has underperformed effectively everything because Adam does nothing. And there is absolutely no way that I can explain this to anybody without their eyes just simply glazing over. When I ask them, what does the fucking token do? They immediately stop. Oh, you got your hand up, dude? It's your show. You ain't got to raise your hand. You can just jump right in. You can just take the mic, man. Or do you want me to keep going? I don't know. I'm confused, though. The token itself does absolutely nothing. Look, man, I have lots of crypto. All right. I have lots of value. I own approximately $5,000 worth of Atom, and it's only to support a couple of pools that have pairings that I care about. But the token itself does nothing, man. How come nobody ever just, for some reason, it's like the elephant graveyard out here. We just cannot talk about how much does that fucking validator set cost per day? Because I did the very, very basic math, man, and there's about $500,000 that is being pumped out every single day to pay that validator set. Are you getting $500,000 worth of value from that validator set? I mean, is that it? And everybody who keeps coming up, well, you just got to wait, man. It's a cycle. Well, no, because you already missed the fucking cycle. All right. That shit already happened. And now where you're at, where are you going to be at? But that money is still going to be paid for, man. I could swear there are more empty blocks being printed here in Cosmos than virtually anywhere else. And every single one of those blocks, whether it has data in it or not, has to be paid for. Incomes versus expenditures. How much money does Adam earn? Dick, how much do they spend? We have a pretty good idea how much they spend. And it goes out to these piggy bank DAOs so that it can be distributed to burn, to build more science fair projects that are just going to rug and just beat the ever-loving shit out of anybody who invests in them. You have an entire community that is out here supporting this thing, and people love it, and they just want to hear more shit that they simply don't understand, so that they can continue to buy into this fucking illusion. The tech is sound. The token and the business model behind anything like this is shockingly bad. And people are still going to continue to ape in because they just want to be part. They want to be on the inside. They want to be part of the crew. They want to spin up a validator, get tons of people to delegate to them so that they can get paid every single day to do dick. That is Adam in a nutshell. I'm not backing off. I'm 100% right. Everybody else can pretty much go fuck themselves. It's not like I get a lot of people watching my show anyway. That's Adam. There
Scott,
you go.
Scott, I'm going to be honest. I always like imagined and envisaged what the actual end of Rack FM would be. You know, that. I mean, Finn, we've survived like 3-4 cancellations now. I mean, but I've always been like thinking like, right, okay, where will we have that one guest that just like nukes our entire platform? I mean, it's funny, isn't it, Finn?
did I just do it? Is that, are you guys canceled?
Oh, bro, we're pouring fuel on the fire. I mean, we're self-immolating here. And
I will fucking sponsor your goddamn show. I think you guys are one of the neatest, honest ones that are out here. I enjoy listening to you. I will fucking sponsor your show. I have no problem. And for fuck's sake, we're competitors. But I don't care, man. I just want people to start to wake up and please, for the love of God, start investing in smarter projects. Stop being part of the fucking problem. Stop being part of the fucking problem. When you encourage this kind of deviant, you know, investing behavior, you're going to get more of it. You're going to get clones. That's all we get are clones, clones of bad ideas. People doubling down on stupid and thinking it's going to work this time because it's new, because it's fresh. It's not new and it's not fresh. We already saw it. It's just people have a goddamn goldfish memory out here in crypto.
So, Scott, very quickly, on that point, how do you feel about the word, like, toxic being thrown around? So, like, listen, I'm going to be very honest with you. What we face, yeah, is that, like, we bring up a point or say, hey, this is not quite right, or blah, blah, and then, bang, you are castigated. You are thrown out on the fucking edges of society outside of the wall, right? Because you're like dared to like say, this Scott has to change. Criticism, aye, is not toxicity when it is warranted.
That's basic community management 101 if you came from 2018-19 when the BSC and the ETH shitcoins were popping off. People were hiring mods for their Discords and their Telegrams, and their whole fucking job was to monitor and delete the FUD to make it look like any newcomer came in. Oh, this looks like everybody's happy. There's no negative shit being said. Like, this must be the project. I finally found the micro gem that I've been hunting for, you know? And it's all like this facade. It's like in that movie, The Interview, where they go to North Korea and there's like the fat kid eating a lollipop out front. But it's all just like the facade of what they want you to see.
Such a good movie too, man.
Exactly, though. Wait, very quickly, though, right? Listen, you cannot label all FUD as toxicity, and the people that maybe make or publish like what they think is like right on a regular basis, you can't like then go industry wide like we've experienced. Like, and guys, that could give you some real like numbers and I could draw names here that would embarrass you. There's F1 founders DMing us saying, "Who's this pleb cunt telling us not like to work with you and deal with you?" Like, I think this is, and Bella's here, by the way. Oh, shout out, Bella. But yeah, Scott, you know, there's a problem at the minute. We've got this, and it's more prevalent in Cosmos than anywhere else by far and away because of the nature of SDK and what's been built in, blah, blah, blah. But like, you speak, you know, negatively, let's say negatively, right? You speak negatively about a project because you've got digits and numbers and facts and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter in Cosmos. The very fact you are being negative about a project that Sito's just shilled on his airdrop spaces, aye, that's going to kill you. As a person in the industry and what you're trying to fight for and work for, Scott knows this, and I'm sure Bella does as well. All I'm going to say is, and I would like to welcome Bella very quickly to the show. All I'm going to say is, listen, you know, not every negative comment is like, you know, food or this or that or this toxicity that these people, like, it might be like people going, well, this is not what we think. And I mean, Scott, Scott, you can introduce Bella, yeah?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen of Rack FM,
After you spoke your mind.
I'm ready to. You said introduce Bella, dude. This is what I do.
Very unprofessional. You can't ask someone to introduce someone right over him. Oh my God.
Sorry, Bella. Wait, well, I think he needs to give his opinion first quickly on the toxicity convo because, like, are we offloaded there? So, like,
yeah, sure. Again, man, look, have you ever read Plato? Have you ever read Plato's Republic?
Beaten Plato before. The blue stuff is good.
We're masters, dude. We're masters leveling this. Come on, let's go.
Everything that you want to know, it was written in like 400 BC. Everything you want to know has already been put down there. Why do people act the way that they act? And it's right there, man. It's called the Allegory of the Cave. All right, I'm not going to sit here and go on about it, even though this is kind of what I do. Read it for yourself, man. Get your own takeaway from it. All right, it's philosophical, but
dude, wait, Finn, can you imagine the fanboy moment that Robbo, the linguistic professor, is having? Dude, if there wasn't a woman in the room, I'd probably be having a wank right now. That's all I'm saying.
All right, calm down. Come on. He's been trying new testosterone shots, trying to get that T count up, and it's just, he's all over the place. I apologize for that.
Just don't let anyone know you're doing it and you're good.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but yeah, look, man, it's the answer's there. It's already there. Anybody who's familiar with Plato's Republic already knows, man. Look, people lock themselves into their cave. Their reality is only what they're fed. their reality is only what they're shown. But none of it is ever explained. There's shadows on the wall. People assign their own reality to it. They're comfortable. They're fed. They have just enough. And they're going to, you know, they're the center of their own universe right there. And whatever that shadow is, it's whatever value they assigned it to. So even if you show them the reality, even if you explain it to them, man, they don't care, because out here where you're looking at the reality out here, it's tough. All right. Out here, it snows on you. Out here, you get cold. Out here, you get hungry. Out here, you get, you know, thirsty, and you got to fight. But why would you do that when you get to sit there, put on your manacles, lock yourself in front of that wall, look at the shadows, and assign your own reality to it? That's easy. That's Twitter. That's YouTube. That is all of these things and all of these endless amount of fucking carnival barkers that are going to get up there and tell you how easy it is to get rich. Why would you want to fight? Why would you want to struggle? Why would you want to do all this when you can just listen to a 3-minute video telling you how Zeph is going to change the world? Why would you go through all that trouble? Fuck it. Just buy Zeph. Price is going down. Well, time in the market is more important than timing the market. So all you got to do is keep buying, holding DCA. DCA is the way. Everybody knows this. That's propaganda, by the way. But yeah,
they love their sayings, don't they? All their little sayings. They just love that shit, right?
Well, I mean, that's straight from Saul Alinsky, man. And if you're familiar with Allegory of the Cave, you're probably familiar with Saul Alinsky. Yeah, it's just straight from there, man. You gotta make it simple and personalize it. As soon as you do that, man, you'll get your people. They'll hang around. They're gonna listen to what you have to say. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's fucking crazy how it goes out here. And you got people like me, you got people like you guys that live on the fringes, and we're in there just screaming in, you know, with our loudspeakers screaming in. But I think most of us have gotten comfortable enough knowing that what we say really doesn't matter. We're just doing it because, you know, truth went out maybe sometime. But, you know, I mean, Jesus, dude, we're up against it here, man. It is double tough. And every single day that goes on, Cosmos gets a little bit poorer. It literally does. As soon as Bitcoin starts trading sideways, these POS start coming in, paying these validators, paying empty block space. Everybody out here gets a little bit poorer. And it makes it tough, man. I'm sorry. I'm all done on.
It's not often I feel personally threatened by non-crypto intelligence. Right now, I'm in that zone. Bella, hello, darling. How are you? Thank you for joining.
You know, I'm very glad to be here, and apologies for being late. I was in a meeting. So, but yeah, I can't argue too much against what Scott was talking about. He had a lot of major points that are important to me as well. We've got so many ringmasters that are all over Twitter yelling, hey, you need to buy this token. But they can't tell you what's behind the token. It's a crying shame. It is a crying shame.
I actually, you know, I would love to. I mean, I don't know if Scott's talked about this before, right? And yourself, Bella, but the very fact that from inception, like the SDK, and this has always like been a bugbear for me. I just kind of get over it, you know. Okay, Scott, I'm going to come out here and just say it. A lot of people say that, like, from the Atom inception and the pre-seller did blah 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 blah, right? And what they've done with the SDK and what's built in with the staking vesting modules that have allowed every founder to just like fucking rinse every penny from like the industry that they can. So like, if you don't know exactly, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you fucking should do, right? It was built into the original SDK. They're like, all these founders, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like, oh, they're vested for 12 months. Yeah, but they get staking rewards. And from the offset, and they get staking rewards at like a massive, like big, like whenever the APRs, like, I mean, I'm not going to give examples, but like Jake with Stargaze is like the greatest example. Now, I don't know how you feel, Bella, Scott. This is like a great space. Like, we're not scared. Like, no one's getting cancelled on Rack FM. Seriously. I just like to know how you lot feel about the fact that like we all have the mindset They're like, these guys just like sidestep like all the ICO drama. Like, there's any Adam's not getting sued right now, is it? I mean, it fucking should be, but it's not. We've seen like what's happened with like Doquan, Tura, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm not fucking talking shit, am I? All I'm saying is it like, why would you build that module into the SDK unless it was not going to be like, you know, feathering like a lot of people's like nests? Like, we can go on about how many L1s are being launched, right? What exactly were token supplies? What exactly were teams and individual wallets allocated to? And exactly, you know, I mean, what, Jake farmed 35 million stars? So for those in the room that might not know what I'm talking about, is it like, I'll give you an example. Jake Harnell was a contributor to Stargaze, right? He got a wedge, right? But it was on the contract, right? But that contract paid out staking rewards, right? So like that's originally when you first stake, or if you're early and you got the eye and you know it's you're early because they've all got pre-warning. You know, the APRs are massive. And they don't dump none of them. Zachy, Jake, even Jack Zamplin, a few others. If you go and look at the wallets, none of them have actually gone and dumped tokens. What they've done is, like Jake did, that is the example I'm using, very cleverly, go and stake your tokens, right? Or they're automatically staked. But then there are rewards, and then you go and use those rewards to go and farm LPs, and then you dump the LP rewards. So it's like, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like a contractual like staking agreement, bang into like it's just liquid vesting contracts. Now, Scott and Bella, I'm going to shut the fuck up, but I hope you've got what I was talking about the SDK from day one has been rotten, and it's not changing either, is it?
Well, how else do you expect them to go and pay for entire yacht clubs in Turkey or in Dubai? I mean, how do you think they're doing it? That's exactly the problem. It's going to continue to be a problem until these chains are running so far in the deficit, they literally can't anymore.
I'm so glad Bella came on the show to prove that, like, we're going to wake up tomorrow and have no Twitter. Go on, Scott.
Yeah, man, look, the SDK, all right, Adam, SDK, IBC, all that stuff, man. Look, it started with good intentions, good tech, and it just got bastardized, man. It always happens. Anything like this having to do with money, greed's going to win out. And greed absolutely won out here. It'll continue to do it. I say something on the show a lot, and I say it on Twitter, and I don't think it never really resonates well. But the real product of Cosmos is the Cosmos investor. Now, it's not the validators. It's not the people at the top. It's not you guys. If you want to see fun, man, just go all these different chains and look at the top 10 or 20 validators on effectively all of them, man. It's all the same people. It's all the same people, and they're doing exactly what you said. That's why these liquid staking modules and all these things are so important, so that they can move money wherever they happen to need to move money, shore up LPs where they need to and get it. And they just take it out a different way. But either way, it's all value extraction. They're not adding any value. They are simply extracting value, and they're extracting value on the back of everybody that is on listening to this right now. I'm only in a few things on Cosmos anymore. I mean, that's it. If I can't scalp it, I'm going to do what they're doing too. Because if you give me an opportunity to scalp, this is PvP out here anymore, man. And I'm not working against other investors, but I am trying to. I am kind of working against these people who are losing.
You PvP. Listen. Even Finn and I, we're working together. He's like, robots PvP. Me and you, like, dude. We're collaborators. We're working together in PvP. Like, everyone needs to understand everything you do in crypto is PvP. There's a counterparty, and if you're winning, they are fucking losing.
Well, I mean, like Bella said, man, these yachts are not cheap. So,
no, man, that yacht was 360. Well, 360. You're wrong, Bella. I looked it up too. 360. $25,000 for one day if it leaves the dock, $250,000 if it stays tied up. But if you actually want to take it for a ride, it's an extra $100,000. So I don't know if that dock actually left. I didn't see one of those scenes like, what was that, like the Wolf of Wall Street, when what's-his-name got out of jail and they took the yacht out. I don't know if that's the kind of party it is.
That shit reminds me of, I don't know if you guys ever watched the show Ballers, but like the first episode or two, they're like on this other dude's yacht, like trying to pretend like it's theirs so that their clients think they're like top shit. It's the same fucking thing. It happens in every industry whenever money's involved. It's just like the shitty part about being a human.
It becomes very, very degenerative. It goes very primal and it becomes.
Is that me? Is that you?
I think it's on Scott's end.
That makes sense. You can't talk too much shit about the cartel's yachts without expecting a little connection issue, you know?
You know what? Blame it on Elon. Everyone else does.
Yeah, guys, I got rogued. I heard primitive. Like, I heard Scott say, like, the word primitive, and actually, it was, like, bad. I mean, holy fuck. Finn, have you been waiting for, like, this space? I told you it was going to be good. Didn't I, Finn? Didn't I say, like, let this cunt go? Like, these fuckers, yeah. Like, all right?
Yeah. And, I mean, I'd like to give credit where credit's due, and I think Cosmos Joe, old Boomer Joe, with the Crypto Inferno, being the one that archives everybody's fucking spaces still. I saw that and I was like, oh shit, these two FUD masters, FUD Master Flex here and old Boomer Joe. And I gotta say, was not disappointed. Still haven't come back and listened to any of their podcasts because I'm still listening to Everything Is Alive. Can't stop listening to that. But yeah, it's good shit.
This, I mean, I say we lost Scott. I'm trying to bring him back up. This for me has to be one of my favorite like podcasts. Like, there's a couple, you know, when we did Jake the Shaman from January the 6th. Like, it's like one of those things. Like, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and I'm gonna have to. I mean, wait, where is your man? Is he in Canada? What's happening with his internet? I think his internet or his. I mean, dude, you're a tech expert. You know, if you can't connect to Twitter. Then
his Pringles can probably fell over. It gets pretty windy up there. And if you don't have enough duct tape, you know,
I'm selling my entire fucking Jackal fucking stack right now, just cause this cunt can't connect.
Yeah. I've still got like two Akash left from when Greg, sent a little support over my way. So I'm going to sell those two Akash and go buy a coffee.
I would like to know Bella's attitude to life. Like, Bella, like, is your attitude in life to fucking make money, not friends? What's the story, darling?
You know, actually, it's a mix of both. You know, if I make money, then the people I do count as friends. And contrary to what people might think, I don't have a lot. My friends are literally family to me. Though that's part of the reason I do have the drive to make money, because those people supported me when life got tough. It's my turn to give back.
Did I make it back?
You did make it back.
Oh, there he is.
My bad. Nah, man, I just got this tab has crashed yet. I'm using Firefox for
I'm impressed app. That you got it working well enough on a desktop anyway. That's impressive.
It's my gift, man. But I, you know what? I have my audio wrapped through so many different things. It's a radio setup, man. So I'm like, I stress the hell out of my PC. And
are you still using Cool Edit Pro as well?
I don't know what that is. What is Cool Edit Pro, Bill?
Okay. I used to deliver water to some radio stations, and they were like old Montana radio stations, and all their PCs were using like this 1999 version of Cool Edit Pro. It was created by Centrillium Software. Adobe purchased it and turned it into Adobe Audition shortly thereafter.
I still
use it personally for all my podcast stuff. So I was just curious.
That was before my radio time, man. Jesus, did we even have
computers? Am I older than you? What the fuck?
I don't I don't think so, dude. But my last
tech is older than you.
My last official broadcast from KUPD in Phoenix was like 1988. So
I think we kind of beat all of that stuff.
There you go. So no, you're not older than me.
Were you doing podcasts before crypto, or did you just get into podcasting for the crypto?
Oh no, me and Bell have been doing this for about 10 years. 10 how long, Bell? 10, 12 years.
But like not crypto related, like just other content politics. Or what?
We started out in politics. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I didn't make any friends over there either, because you're all full of shit. And all
can't imagine why.
All we did was spend our time pointing it out. You know, that was pretty much all that we did. And I was like,
which is amazing there, because it's both sides. It's not just a one sided thing. Like both sides are literally full of shit. It's the South Park giant douche or turd sandwich. Like, which evil do you want? You know?
Oh,
libertarians get universally hated.
We hate it on both sides. Look, I'm not anti-government. All right. I'm a big fan of Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. If you're not familiar, you should really look that up. I'm a big fan of the federal government doing what sticking to their enumerated powers. I'm a big fan of that. But we do need small, local, limited government. And, you know, but that's exactly it. Small, local, and limited. We effectively can't do anything anymore without the blessing of government, man. We are so far down the rabbit hole, man. We're not even recognizable anymore from our founding. But yeah, I mean, I'm not an anarchist. I'm just saying government should be afraid of the people, and ours isn't. So that's a problem.
But I'm a huge fan of like what we're seeing, the movement in America, right? With the movement towards like state control. I ain't being funny. Like, I know how geography and topography works, right? But like, if I'm living in Texas, like I pretty much give like zero fucks about what's happening in New York, right? It's exactly the same. Like, do you know what I mean there, Scott? Like, oh, the American, we shouldn't even go. I'm gonna say succession is like an honest like convo in America, because you know people think it shouldn't be a convo. It's like, you know, off the table and blah 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 and everything else, right? But no, actually, realistically, the way that like America's panning out, it might make sense to have like a little bit of separation of powers, so to speak.
Well, I mean, if you guys want to pivot the conversation this way, I'm more than happy to, because you kind of run
are we done fudding
my wheelhouse?
Did we fud everyone's bags? Are there any bags that need to be fudded that we didn't get to? Just raise your hand. Let us know.
I didn't want to. I'm going to say this as an independent. Whenever, ever I speak on America, it's out of love, but also independence. I just think that, like, you people, the real people I speak to, I mean, real American friends that know exactly what's going on, all that shit, right? Yous are just fucked off with it. And yous are like, nah, like, we are going to be, you know, changing this. Like, honestly, these fucking kids at these unis with these fucking headscarves on and blah, think they're going to change the world. No, it's actually educators like people like Scott that's going to change the world. You know what
I mean?
Scott,
I wouldn't be opposed. I wouldn't be opposed in the least to like sending them over there and at least letting them try. I mean, give them the old college try, you know?
Oh no, I'm all about that. I did 26 years. All right. In the military, I have spent most of my life over there. If you want to go, you think you could help, knock yourself out, man. It's going to be kind of ugly. Now what's happening in America is, it's nothing unique. That's the funny thing. It really isn't, man. Look, I'm a big fan of Alexander Teitler, if you're familiar with the Teitler cycle. Very, very simple, too. All societies, every documented society, they all begin in bondage. Bondage is metaphorical, all right? Whatever you happen to think of bondage is, or the people at the time thought it is, there you go. But it was enough of for them to try to rise up. And it goes from bondage to a spiritual awakening. from a spiritual awakening to courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to plenty, from plenty to apathy, and from apathy right back into bondage. Now, if you were to look at the U.S. and to draw an arbitrary line illustrating the Titler cycle, I think we're somewhere right between bondage and apathy right now. And there's really, you know, based on everything, there's only one way that it's going to go out. I mean, crypto is a real good indication of this. Look, man, we decided, crypto people out here decided we want an alternative form of currency. We want to do it. This is, it has nothing to do with anybody. All right. The value of any token in your possession is only what somebody will give you for it. All right. It's very, very basic econ zero out here. If somebody will give you a dollar for it, guess what? It's worth a fucking dollar. That's it. That's it. But for some reason, that's not enough. And just to let it go, let people do their business. And it's not hurting anybody. But you can't have that. Now, the government's got to step in, and suddenly they're starting to talk. No, we're the only ones who can mint currency. It's like, you know, again, look at Article 1, Section 8. It's also going to say it's going to be gold or silver. But beside the point, people don't have the freedom to just do what they want to do anymore. You're not hurting anybody. All right. It's not like this is not like a goddamn drug cartel out here. All right, it's people that are trading digital currencies. They're utilizing blockchain. They're making products. There's at least four now, Bell, four. And that's it. But it's not enough, man. And when you get overreaching governments that just want to keep people, you know, in their cave, you're going to get what you get. You're going to have the SEC coming over here, which is a regulatory organization. They're not a goddamn enforcement agency. But for some reason, everybody thinks that they are. But when you get that out, man, then you got to, you know, you want the government that's still going to keep power, and they're going to shake that tree, and they're going to scare the shit out of it. And there you go, man. That's where you got crypto in a nutshell. But yeah, I mean, that's everything, man. Look, they want you to. I'm done, man. We're going to go. This, I will rant for a fucking hour on this.
You Gucci. I was just going to say, it's not often, right? Very rarely. Rock FM would ever do a 3.5 hour. Sure, run up to a podcast like this, and then your man comes on, he's a handbella, and they're just like letting fly. Oh, Finn, are you listening to this shit? This is so good, no?
Well, Bell and I used to, we used to be 3 hours. We could do an hour standing on our head. I haven't even warmed up yet, man. All right. I haven't even opened the booze. Nothing. We've just started. That's why nobody listens to us, by the way. That's why we kind of just fade out at it.
We know this. This is why, like, honestly, dude, you guys, I must say, come, like, oh, Kim, highly, highly recommended by Ambedo. And shout out our little fucking gangster artist, right? Who's like gonna like build crazy shit, but like he's got the entire Cosmos ecosystem at his fingertips. And he's still like part of Rack FM. Like, dude, he's like, you need to get these guys on the show. Now, Finn, these little like things, this podcast tonight, this little convo, these are not contrived, Finn, right? Can we like let the audience know that like it's like a natural like thing? We don't plan anything. We don't give a fuck. Right? Is that right?
There's absolutely no chance that you will look under the curtain and find 8 Akash systems running AI that is typing up our scripts. You will not find that. No.
My yeah, man. God, that would be so much easier, though. Just read it. I could do that. But you know what? Now, Finn, Rack, you guys have to come on our show. All right. You've got to face the music, man. Get up here. Turn on the cameras. Show the world your face. And let's just do it, man. We'll go 2 hours.
Dude,
you want
to get
feedback? We get feedback. All right. We'll spend an hour.
I'm down. Like, have you got problem with teeth? Like, I've only got 7 teeth. Like, once you, I'm fine. As long as you're, like, comfortable with, like, okay, he's got no teeth. Like, that, I'm Gucci, bro.
You can always just keep your fucking mouth shut, too. Jesus, man.
On our show, that's asking too much. No.
I'll just say for myself, as someone who's done a 24-hour podcast marathon a couple times, once with the Jam Hole, once with Rack FM, unfortunately, I am not scared. And I've been podcasting since 08, so I'll podcast with you guys for sure.
I like how you're sleeping the unfortunate. I like how after Rack FM you slipped in the unfortunately. Like, talk about putting a fucking adjective in where it isn't deserved, unless it is. I mean,
It was. If you listen to the two, which I wouldn't recommend either, but you see why.
But see, I'm actually, I have a different viewpoint. Give me a second, Rack, man. Hear me out here. I have a different viewpoint on this. All right, look, FUD is, you know what, facts that you disagree with. That's what FUD is. But crypto needs entertainment. There is one thing that we just do not have over here is entertainment. And I'm telling you, putting Bell, putting me, putting Finn, putting you on a show together would be fucking entertaining. And we need some entertainment. The only thing I'd ask is that you moderate your vulgarity, not because I care. I'm a 26-year sailor, man. I can make an entire sentence out of fuck. But because YouTube will come back up there and give me a big ass strike, and
yeah,
I just
you can't monetize if every other word is cunt.
Like, well, it's not even monetized.
The jam hole has never been monetized before.
We're actually a monetized channel. We make about $60 a month. That's what we get for it, and we are live 5 days a week. We're doing shows 5 days a week out there. We're putting in videos. We do the work and we make about $80. It's not about the money for us. It's about the fact that if they take down the content, nobody else will be able to see it. So just use masked vulgarity and I'm cool with that. Frack is perfectly acceptable and YouTube doesn't give us strikes for that. So I'm cool with it. I think it'd be a fun show, Mel. What do you think?
I think it'd be a blast. And the more acronyms that get dropped in the place of vulgarity, the better. Be creative with it.
I'm down for that CNT shit. Like, I'm down. Like, I don't know. Okay. Anyone in the room, did your mother ever look at you in the face and just go, "See you next Tuesday"? No? I grew up with "see you next Tuesday" from the mother. It was like the mother calling you a cunt. Like, that's the acronym, isn't it? Like, where your woman can't say, like, "ya cunt," because she's like, you know, your woman, your mother. But she's like, "Reet." And she looks at you and she's dying to say it. And she goes, "I'll see you next Tuesday." And you go, "Did you call me?" You, honestly, you go, "Did you call me a cunt right there?" And yet you look at each other, you don't say the words. It transcends. Like, she says, "I'll see you next Tuesday." And you know she's saying, "Fuck off." But like, no. Scott and Bella, I think what Rack FM value more than anything is just openness and honesty. Like, we might not agree, right, with your opinion. And if we don't and we have a problem, we will say, like, "We have a problem with your opinion, blah, blah, blah." But, like, have we tonight? No, why? Because we ain't. We ain't got any problems. Why? Facts. Finn, fucking facts. I told you, Finn, tonight will be so good, didn't I? I said, these two cunts don't give a fuck. Right? I told you, Finn.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what he said. Word for word, verbatim.
I'll say what makes a good show. Honestly, Scott
and
Bella.
That's good. That's exactly, he hit it on the head. You can only listen as somebody that stopped listening to Spaces a year and a half ago, but still edits them. Like, one can only handle so much, like, circle jerking, yes manning, womaning, whatever. Like, you can only take so much of it. You need entertainment. Otherwise, I mean, why do you think the whole meme coin thing blew up so much? Like, it's literally entertainment. You could be putting quarters into Galaga or Pac-Man, or you could be putting them into fucking whatever these cook dot pump dot suck off whatever dot fun, you know. It's all just entertainment. And if we can provide some of that, then fucking hey, that's what I'm here for.
Finn, I think the most important and imperative thing is, listen, you can't, or you're never going to always agree with someone. Like, you can learn to fucking live with them. And Scott and Bella,
I'd have to say, personally, I agree with 99% of what was said this evening.
Oh, me
which
too.
Which part are you wrong about? Because everything that comes out of my mouth,
it's anything you said, it was
solid gold,
it was
baby.
Oh, no, it's our attitude. No, no, it's our attitude that we are a little bit scared of getting cancelled from time to time. But actually, the real truth is we don't give a fuck.
I'm not. I run the servers that we're hosted on. What are you going to cancel? You can't cancel that. It's impossible.
You cannot be canceled. You can't cancel this in crypto.
It's literally impossible.
I could have a streaming server set up in 10 minutes, and we're back live streaming through Croatia. There is no canceling out here. It just cannot happen. So as far as going out here and giving them both barrels and hitting fuck it, yeah, man, I hit that a long time ago, and I know Bell did. You cannot cancel us. It can't be done.
Where can someone tag Wolfman right now? Like, literally, we need this sound clip thing that's a rec clip. Like, you can't fucking cancel any, couldn't you, little pleb? Like, oh.
No, man, look, I'm sorry, but if you're in crypto and you're this is your whole thing, well, I got canceled off of this, then you don't understand fucking blockchain. You don't understand what we're doing out here or what it's about, because it should take you no more than 10 minutes to go live again into a place where you cannot be canceled. It simply can't be done. Now, if you're bitching because now the people who are listening to you, it's a little more inconvenient, they might have to go to a different website and you don't have an app. Sure. That's a whole thing. By the way, Finn, that's your new next crypto idea. We're already building stuff out, but we don't have time. But a simple app called Can't Cancel Crypto. And all it is a streaming app. People go on there and say whatever the fuck they want, whenever the fuck they want, however the fuck they want, and they don't care what anybody else wants. That is an app I'll put on my phone just to see maniacs like us right here just pounding into the mic and just with the sweat popping out on the forehead and all that. That is an app. I'll pay $8.99 a month just to have that app and to see the kind of crazy content that would come out of a zone like this. That is something that's monetizable.
And then we sell it to 4chan for $1 billion. Perfect.
Yeah, Scott, you're officially getting yelled at. Stop fucking apologizing for giving your opinion.
my opinion. We're opinion editorial. It's literally in the name, op-ed. That's why I love the hate emails that I get. Like, dude, you don't like it? You don't fucking listen, man. What kind of stroke do you think I have out here that I'm going to say something and a token's going to crash? Nobody fucking listens to us. I'm sorry. Some people do. The people who made a whole shitload of money, they listen to us. But
nobody listens to us. Wait a minute. Dude. On the replay, that is going to sound so fucking... Nobody listens. Well, sorry. The people that made money, they fucking did. Dude, this space is ridiculous. It's so fucking funny. But it's like, thing is, it would be even funnier if it wasn't true. You know what I mean?
Well, then it would be slander. So, yeah, you're right.
Well, fuck, man. Look, I show my wallets on the streams. I show myself doing the trades. I'm not one of these ex post facto fucking crypto Twitter experts. I bought when it was a dollar. Can you show me that you bought? No, because I value my privacy. Yet you're on Twitter screaming about how successful you are. You don't give a fuck all about privacy, man.
On a chain that's fully public. Like, oh my God. That's the best narrative.
On a public fucking ledger. I mean, literally, there is not even the illusion of privacy in crypto. It's literally made. You can anything you disclose, man, as soon as that wallet goes out, you can't get that back. All right? That's there. That's why I don't give a fuck if I show mine. What are you going to do? The security out here is excellent. It's not foolproof. We have bridges getting hacked all the fucking time. But the security of the individual chains are excellent. It is excellent. It's the $1 million in a see-through box, but you can't get into the box. That's fucking crypto. And so yet, I have no problem showing it.
And yet other people who have shown their wallets started out with $10,000, dropped down to $4,000, invested another $8,000, and then dropped down again.
No, okay. I feel attacked. I feel personally attacked right there.
Wait a minute, Bella. Okay, so you've just like sunk fucking crypto Cetos entire.
Did you use Cavern also? Fuck.
Not that Cetos had a reputation to fucking start with, but any reputation he did, yeah, woman just fucking nuked him. Like,
well, like, I like how they turn it into a game. It's like, well, I guess since we're here now, let's call it the 0 to 10,000 challenge or whatever the fuck, and then back to zero. Perfect. It's a game, you guys. Don't worry.
And you know
it's
what?
Educational. Zero to zero, it's educational. Yeah. Educational content. It's fine. We have a grant.
And yet we took a $5,000 wallet and got it up to how much, Scott?
$171,000 before we closed it down. $171,000. Our energy was incredible. I put out videos. I'm doing this. Okay. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. It's fantastic.
No, no, Scott.
I bet you couldn't do it again. No, no. Scott.
How many
listen.
Cosmos devs did you suck off for that? No,
I got two of you talking here, man. I can't hear either of you.
I mean, listen, nobody makes that much money in Cosmos unless they're chewing root. I mean, how did you take the knee? How did you bend down to the Cosmos tree to make that money? You didn't, right? I presume.
No,
you
just I got an entire chain.
I'm
going to
give you a wallet. I'm going to give you a wallet.
Where it started and where it is.
Yeah, I bet you couldn't do it again. I'll give you a wallet. I bet you can't do it again.
All right, but I'm gonna go incredibly risk intolerant. I'm gonna go into whatever the fuck I think I should be going in at the time. I don't eat the losses and we split the gains.
Or you just give me the wallet back when you're done. But yeah, that's fine too.
I don't know. Can I do it again? Well, I mean, probably.
It's been done twice longer. Now already.
Scott, yeah, I want to ask you, Bella, about the market being overpriced right now. And I'm going to particularly talk about like Tia, DYM, and a couple of other, you know, these like emerging like DA levels. Personally, they are so overinflated right now. It's ridiculous. Like, if you're wanting to be in tier, I'd expect like be scooping it up under $2, probably more. How do you feel about all these like new DA shit, like, and all the drama and the air? Like Scott, I think, you know, we're starting to see like the truth come out, right? You got big airdrop wallet, Scott? Ready to go or what?
Nah, dude, I don't click links in crypto. I don't care what it is. Oh no, it's
my man.
It's we're all good to go. You don't click links in Web3, man. Don't touch that shit. You're talking Tia, you're talking DIM, you're talking all those. It's just the next level.
I just think there's so much overinflation on like they've got no TVL, they've got no like dude, Celestia and that right now, they're gonna grow, yeah, but right now, dog shit.
It's the new hustle, man, because the LP's collapsed. You know, you're not getting these four digit APRs on them or anything. And these VCs are finding new ways to spin up the hustles. These are the new hustles, man. Look, they get their vested tokens and yeah, they're vested, but they can stake them. They can absolutely stake them. So they're just doing what Cosmos is doing, but they're doing it on a chain level as opposed to an entire ecosystem level, because you know goddamn good and well that they're sitting there racking up more tokens and they're dumping them. They are absolutely taking those parting ways, getting their cash back bit by bit, and they're getting it back on the back of all of the people who came in behind them who did not have that initial kind of investment. So the airdrops are neat, but man, look, that's like the free dose of crack. That's what that is. Hey, no, man, the first one's on me. All right. First one's on me. Try it out. See how you like it. And if it, you know, if you like it, you need to come back and buy more. And sure enough, people do it, man. They pile all into these things. They run these prices up to ridiculous levels and they're going to stay staked because they can't possibly admit that they might have made a mistake. Meanwhile, all of the people that were in early, all these VCs, all these founders, all these everything are sitting there just pulling that money out straight on the APRs, doing it day after day after day, getting their money back. And they're getting it back on the backs of all of these investors who came in afterwards, which is effectively everybody. What have these things done to warrant that kind of valuation? I mean, they're just neat. It's an idea. Oh, my God, look at all the funding we have. Look at the TVL. How could anything with that much TVL be a sham? How is it possible? How Hex was like, what, $8 billion fucking dollars? It is easy to make it look incredible. But that's all they are, man. It's these, they're the same thing over and over and over. You got it with Tia. You got it with Dim. You'll do it with whatever's next. It'll be the same thing because it's a formula that works. So people continue to work, continue to buy these things. They buy in degenerative assets, holding into them, DCA, and listening to the shills that are up there telling them what a great fucking idea it is. And they are getting bent over. And they'll do it again and again and again because it works. So that's how I feel about them. I own zero of these tokens. I don't click links in Web3. I've never been exposed to them. For everybody who made a whole bunch of money on them, man, great. I'm glad. I'm not out here. I'm not out here wishing anybody any ill.
For everyone that made a bunch of money, though, there's five that got their wallets greased.
Yeah, but we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the fact that it's
we do when it's on Twitter, and then those compromised accounts post more malicious links, and then other people get compromised. We absolutely publicly shame and point that out. You got to.
I know you. It spreads like the clap. That's the funny thing, man. It just keeps going over and over.
It's legit. No.
It's worse than the clap, Scott. It's like glitter. Okay, you can avoid the clap by using protection. Glitter, that shit gets out in the air and you can't avoid it at all.
You know what? I'm a sailor.
She just went there.
I'm a sailor. We don't.
See, I was going to say, Bella, you went there with that Neil, like glitter. You fucking little glitter balls, you plepco. Like, oh my God, fragments flittering through the air. Like, you can paint a picture of you, Bella, with like three words.
I thought of the funniest line right now. I can't say it because Bella and I are friends and she's my producer, but boy, what a God, what a softball she just threw up to me.
You know what? I will just smack you for it later.
And I mean, if you need another producer, I mean, if it's a paid gig, I got you. I'll be updating my resume soon.
Yeah, I don't pay her.
Do you think I get paid?
We pay her. She gets paid in YouTube tips. Guess how many we got
invested
last month?
Tokens.
About we got about $3 last month. No, I was gonna put it like, where'd you learn about glitter, Bell? From the poll.
Have you got quickly serious? Have you been doing your videos on Omniflix or not?
Out of all the videos on Omniflix, I think I have the second most uploaded. I can't
you
get really
people doing everything you can. Right.
I'm a big fan of Flix. I absolutely am a big fan of Flix because that's another one you can't really get canceled on Flix. So I want to support Cosmos products and anything I can do to support them, I'm going to support them. I do.
Well, and it's one of the few platforms that like actually solves an issue. Like if you're building your business and relying on YouTube and Twitter, all they have to do is kill your account and your business is done. But if you're building it on servers you run or on these decentralized ones, like I think that is a good actual use case for this. 1 out of 100. I mean, not bad, you know?
Yeah. No, but you're going to see them get an awful lot more useful about a week from now. It's not my story to tell, so I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder. But Flix is going to get a hell of a lot more interesting about a week from now. This is very important to Rack FM. All right. This is very, very
important. We are one of their pioneering creators. Like we know exactly what you're talking about. We're ready. Okay. We are ready to go.
You guys are ready. We're ready. And yes, when it goes, we go. So we're very excited about the opportunity. Can't wait to get back over there. Is it going to really move the needle? Probably not. People just, you know, they don't want the inconvenience. They want to listen to it on Twitter. I'm still a firm believer that crypto people really don't want to use crypto apps. They want to invest in it and hope other people use it. And it doesn't work like that, particularly not here in the Cosmos. But the fact that those guys are making so many good steps right now, doing the right thing, how could I possibly turn my back on them? We'll give up everything when that happens. As soon as it hits the metrics we're looking for, not views, but usability from a creator standpoint. That's it, man. We're done. That's where we're going to be. We'll be exclusive. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm DMing Finn because he's DMing us and he's like, bro, I have to say this. I cannot believe this interview has happened after we've already just done like a 3.5 hour show. We're like,
don't remind me. Don't fucking remind me.
I know, but
I'm going bowling. I gotta go. I got going bowling. Much love.
Yeah, yeah. We threw. Is he gone? Yeah, Finn doesn't say goodbye. He like just goes. But we've okay. We did like a 3.5 hour show. Scott and Bella, I'm just gonna say though, we are very conscious though of the numbers. Like on, like when we do these like 3-4 hour shows on Twitter, they never do good numbers. Between about 60 and 90 minutes on Twitter, you're gonna get insane replays. I would expect this show to be doing like 600-700 replays in the next few days. That is how fucking good this show's been. Scott and Bella, mind, I have to say it. We were like buzzing about this, and holy fuck, have you delivered? And you've delivered by just being honest and being normal and being like you know, we crave for normal conversations, and that's what we fucking had tonight. Does that make sense, Scott? Yeah.
Yeah, it does, man. We've based our entire show around that, trying to have these kind of normal conversations. Our big thing with the podcast and what we do is we go live often. We go live a hell of a lot more than we make videos because we don't want to talk at people. We want to talk to people. So our shows, every one of them are AMAs. And I beg, please ask questions, get in, give me your opinion. There's a lot that goes on in crypto, man. I do not have 360 degrees. I can't see everything. So there's lots of places that I'm not looking that our audience is, and we have an incredibly good audience, man. They've been with us for years through all of our bullshit, our ups, our downs and all that. Anytime we hit live, you know, we get the same people there, and that's good enough, but we want to talk to people, not at people. And that's the way that we're going to do it. I'm telling you want to have some fun, get Finn, get over on our show. And we're not even going to have a subject. We're just going to just go balls out and see what happens. And I guarantee you, we will get more feedback and conversations and content on that than we've have on just about anything else, because I think people are craving it. But, you know, with the FUD, and nobody wants to really weld themselves to another presenter out here.
Scott, mi casa es tu casa. I mean, I grew up in a Spanish-speaking family. I'm from England, but like, you'd be surprised, right? My mother's a professor, blah, blah. Like, you know, mi casa es tu casa, isn't it? That's exactly what it is. Like, that's the vibe, the feeling. Like, we talk to you. She's like, you guys didn't need to, like, you know, work hard or, you know, for this. Like, no, you just come on and be you. Like, there's a big difference with, like, people who are just fucking them and then the people who are projecting. And Scott projecting is like not a good trait in any human being. However, you guys have got it nailed where you're not in that arena. Like, our clout will only go up because we've had you on the show, if that makes sense.
I'm not sure having us on the show is a good thing, because now you're kind of welded. You kind of weld to us now. So yeah, but Scott said this and you had him on your show. Therefore, you must agree with it. And it's the fallacy of division.
No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. It's like, it's just, dude, it's the crack. You know, I'm part Irish. You know, we refer to the crack, right? Like this. And I've been learning this severely in real life. There are people that you communicate with, and there are people you connect with, right? How to win friends and influence people. Carnegie, was it? I know, he's a master's in English. He knows more than me. Carnegie, you know? Like, it's true. And we talk about, we want to host personable people, right? And you know, like, we don't have to meet you, dude, a campfire chat. Right? You made Rack FM a campfire chat tonight, which is very rare. Very rare. Anyone will come on the show and run the shit like you guys did tonight. That is class. That is fucking, for us, It's what we want. But like for everyone listening, campfire chats, normalizing shit, getting people's real opinions. Like, if you're not in this for that, like, you want to come on a space and like be like, oh, let's pretend. Bro, your credibility in the real space is going to fucking just exit very, very quickly out the window. So, yeah, man, I'm going to wind it down and end it. And we're going to give you the floor, you and Bella, to speak up. But I'm just going to say, in Cosmos, from what I've seen, from when I'm Bedo, like I said, it switched us on to you guys and started educating us 8 months ago. Right, Ambedo, when you were like, oh, they're like, bang. I'm telling you guys, just keep doing what you're doing, regardless of anything and any food and any shit and whatever comes your way. Just don't stop, right, Scott and Bella, being like who you guys are, because you're so relatable, personable. Like, I could have a barbecue with you. I could get you over to my house. And I don't even fucking know you, right? When you instill these kind of like visions on someone where like, you can come to Thailand, tomorrow I'll pick you up at the airport and bring you for a barbecue. Like, when you know, you know. And then, so Scott, on that note, you've got the closing comments, you and Billy, yeah?
All right. Yeah, man, I appreciate it, dude. We had a good time. We are live again tonight with hosting Henry from Lunar Space. So if anybody's bored tonight, 1800 Central, that's 6 p.m. I don't know what the UTC, Bell knows all that.
11 p.m. UTC.
There you go. As far as inviting Bell to your house, you probably don't want to because she's a legendary upper decker. So unless you want to have a hell of a story, you probably don't want us over there. But I'll tell you what, man, it's always good stories coming out. I'm all done, Bell. Take us out. It's been a wonderful time.
All right. Again, and one point I was actually going to make, we're surrounded in a space where there are a lot of people who are scared of crypto, scared of blockchain, because they don't know what's out there, what it can be used for. Part of the reason our shows are AMAs is so we can find out where those holes are, where that lack of knowledge is, and plug those holes. It's shocking what a lack of understanding there is about basic economic principles. Again, even with those questions during our live streams, if you guys have any comments, questions, or concerns, just type them in chat. I'll read them out and we will answer them. As Scott was just saying, we are going to be on YouTube live at 6 p.m. Central Standard, 11 p.m. UTC with Henry from Lunar Space. Definitely do not hesitate to bring your comments, questions, or concerns. Or if you can't make it tonight and you have any, email them over to me at bella@thepodcast.com.
I actually, I know we're going to end it, and thank you guys for like bringing that. Like, it's great. I tell you what, it's probably been my favorite interview of 2024. And like, we've interviewed Chris Armani. We've interviewed like Dan from RPG. We did like 800 fucking replays on that. Like, this has been like, I was like literally, I can't believe Finn was on this space for so long. You know why? His mom's just arrived. He picked her up at the airport like half an hour or something before we went live. And he's taking her bowling. But still, he like did like, you know, the job. And he's like, right, okay, I'm not going to miss this. And then not only that, he contributed like in a massive way. I have to, listen, Bella, and I will say this, you got Henry. So I would like to just say this. I'm not going to like, you know, come in the comments and drop a question, whatever. I'm just going to say, you know, the future of WASM is a great question. And I'm sure like he will eventually at the end of the like convo, when you've done your interview, if he's got time, like one question I would like to ask your man is like, what's his views on WASM? And the acceleration versus maybe, like, say, GS. There seems to be a little bit of like a, I don't know, an inflection point, one might say, right now with WASM and JS, etc. You know, cosmology and Will. I have to say, I don't know why Will Chen is like so opposed to cosmosm. I kind of get it because, like, it's where it, like, he's, you know, he's JS native, so he's gonna push it. But guys, I've got hiccups. Oh, I can't believe I'm trying to finish. Finn, I'm sorry on the replay. I know you've left. I'm trying to finish a convo. Dude, the hiccups and the fucking indigestion tonight. Oh my God. I'm dying. But what I will say is, quickly, tonight, if you do interview your man, if you do slip a WASM convo in at the end or a little, like, you know, where, how do you see WASM development going? We would love that. And I can't wait to listen tomorrow. And on that note, I'm going to say it has been a fucking absolute pleasure having these two on a space. We did like 3.5 hours of a fucking, you know, pleb fucking space earlier. And then like I had like 45 minutes to get ready. Holy fuck, did they bring the heat. For anyone that's listening to this on the replay, like literally, if you're not following, right, the dark side of the podcast, right? If you're not following Scott and Bella, I don't even know what you're doing with your life. Like, seriously, what the fuck are you doing? Like, if that isn't the crypto conversations that you fucking need to hear, that you should hear, even if you don't want to hear them, then that's what you've got to listen to. Sorry, like, and on that note, from us in the studio, Rag FM, good night and God bless. What a fucking space tonight. Oh, my goodness. To the guests, we absolutely love you, Chads, and yes, we'll be on your show very, very soon.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling fringe ship bracelets, dead ends, dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits, bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Sweet. Oasis.